Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Allison 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Hump day means less now. But it is Wednesday, and Survivor is on tonight, so it still means that, which is excellent. If you're looking for something to binge watch Survivor. And then on Friday mornings, we give you two whole days, basically 36 hours or so, to get caught up, and then we talk about it without worrying about spoilers on Friday mornings at 6 in the morning, first thing out of the gate. And nothing will stop us from talking about it. I love that show. Vinny's guy, Yule, still in the mix. My guy, Denise, still in the mix. Did anybody else jump to different people, or is that not? No, everybody's sticking with the same.
So Denise's move last week brought you to her. You're now all her.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm all her. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of games still to be played. But I loved her on her season and really rooted for her. Like, I feel, you know, like she's my age and in great shape. And she's just smart, you know? I like the way she played, and she clearly thought that whole thing through and said, you know what I should do? A, make a move that gets rid of somebody huge. B, build my resume. And she did it without, you know, talking a lot about it, and it was a surprise. And I loved that it was a surprise. They do a great job of figuring out a way to, you know, maybe she did talk about it a lot, and they just said, oh, you know, it'll be great if it's a surprise when it happens.
Right.
Survivor just does a great job. I don't know. I get that everybody's not into it, but I love it. And so Bryn and Nicole have been forced to watch it this week. This season. Really, so you do on. Like it.
I do, yeah.
Now that
Bryn, you know what? I actually think you'd do great on that show.
I think so, too. He's so lovable.
Well, no, but he's also crafty, like super crafty. And also he's...
Yeah, hidden MacGyver stuff.
In some kind of, you know, shape, too. So... you should go on that show. I think you do well.
I'll try it out. Yeah, that sounds fun. Now that we're not CBS anymore.
Yeah, now that we don't work for CBS, you can go ahead and try out for the show. That'd be great, actually. Although we'd miss you for the, I don't know, 50 or 60 days you'd be gone.
Oh, we wouldn't take those days off? What?
Oh, yeah. I guess if one person's off the show, we'll just all, you know, we'll go dark for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, things are bound to go wrong. And without Bryn there, how would we ever fix them?
I got to watch. I got to watch Bryn. Sorry, I can't be in.
Yeah. Yep. I'm with you. All right. Well, it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. The sun is it's light outside, which is always nice. I like that's one nice thing about being home is I like the view from my studio here. If you are getting on social media, use the hashtag Stay Connected. We're all dropping that into our stuff so we can check out everybody's posts to stay connected. And if you want updates, official updates on the coronavirus situation, you text COVID-19-SF to 888-777. And that's official news. That's not us sending you stuff. That's, you know, kind of an official place where you can go and check it out. And together we can slow the spread of COVID-19. We'll save lives by staying home, limiting outings to only essential errands. You know, you've heard all this stuff before. But it's important, and it's a, you know... We're all living it. We're all doing our very best. We're going to start the Celebrity Trash, which I'm sure is brought to you by someone. Radio.com, hashtag stay connected. Apparently, I already did
all
that.
All right.
Yeah. So we're going to start with the Billboard Hot 100. Typically, we just do number 100 in the top 10, but a lot of the top 10 is looking a lot like last week. So Bryn added in number 11. We'll start with number 100, though. It's Youngboy Never Broke Again, which is the most awesome name for a rapper ever. Make No Sense at number 100. Jumping up to number 11, which Bryn says he really likes this song and he wants to do it. It's Black Bear is the name of the artist. It's called Hot Girl Bummer. Remember Hot Girl? Hot Girl Bummer coming in at number 11. It was number 17 last week, so maybe it'll actually enter the top 10. That's actually really funny.
Let me ask you something, Sarah. Sure. Did you ever go out with someone whose friends hated you?
I can't really remember that, to tell you the truth.
You did have a very weird dating life, though,
didn't you? I didn't really have a dating life. I mean, I had a boyfriend in high school, Mike Riddell. But I don't remember his friends. I don't even really remember his friends, to tell you the truth. Hmm. Did the guy I lost my virginity to, after he worked on me for 6 months, then dumped me the minute the act was over. And I was like, oh, God, there's something wrong with me. That's my own struggle. I didn't understand how the world worked at that point. Oh, he got what he wanted. Oh, surprise. His friends, he took me to a couple parties, and I remember being the youngest person there and nobody really talking to me. So I guess they weren't that into me, but he was hoping that later he'd get lucky. And eventually he did.
Mm-hmm. Good for you, Mark Riddell.
That wasn't Mike Riddell. That was, Mike Berolini.
Oh, Berolini.
Yeah.
But he got you too.
No, Mike Riddell, no. He was my high school boyfriend. I never do him.
Oh. Berolini, though, you boned.
That was, yes. I got him. I worked at Sears with him. And, you know.
Oh.
You date where you work.
Boning coworkers.
Yeah.
Bryn. We have a chance.
No, okay, nobody has a chance.
You're talking about with Sarah?
I have been off the market for quite some time, Vinny.
John barely
has a chance.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Oh, man.
Hot girl bummer. Sorry, guys.
The policy change didn't go our way, Bryn. That's too bad.
Sorry. All right, moving on. At
number
7. No, we haven't even gotten to the top 10 yet, Vinny.
Oh, okay.
We did number 11, Hot Girl Bummer. Number 10 is the Billie Eilish song, Everything I Wanted. By the way, this is back in the charts. Last week it was off the charts. It was number 14 last week, so this is back up. People are streaming them some Billie Eilish. At number 9 is Someone You Love, Louis Capaldi. That's up 6, back in the top 10. At number 8 is Justin Bieber featuring Quavo, which is up 2 to 8. Coming in at number 7. This song, by the way, I actually have a side story about the song. It's Harry Styles, and the song is Adore You. This is another one that has jumped by last week at number 16, jumped back into the top 10 at number 7. Yesterday, I was talking to Brandon, who is part of the AP team. He's not coming into work right now. Nicole, good job, girl. You're handling everything. But we talk just via direct message, and he was sending me links because he knows I love that song. I love the way that song is produced. Like, I love how layered on it is, and it's just such a good song. So he sent me NPR does that Tiny Desk Concerts.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a link to that song being performed on there, and I just went down a rabbit hole with Harry Styles. That performance on there it's so good. I think I might be a fan of a guy from One Direction. Like, I can't believe I'm saying this.
You know, I'm going to tell you something. That guy has a lot of fans. And what's weird is I've seen that on Instagram from people I wouldn't have expected. They post like his picture or from a show or something where I think, you? But he's legit. I don't think that's something you... should feel weird about. I think he's legit.
It's just so unexpected, out of the blue. I think he's great. Like, so I'm watching this thing, and he's got his whole band there. By the way, there's at least 3 chicks in the band, which I of course love, right? So there's a chick that both play keyboard, both play guitar, and then the drummer is a chick too, and she's amazing. And then there's a couple guys in the band too. I didn't even look at them. And he's singing, and they pulled that song off. So it's awesome. And then I saw, as I continued down my Harry Styles rabbit hole yesterday, I watched him perform the song Sledgehammer. Because I guess they recorded what it were at this latest record at the studio that Peter Gabriel recorded his Sledgehammer record at.
Oh, okay.
It might even be Peter Gabriel's studio, although Peter Gabriel isn't really part of the story. And so when they get into the studio, they're like, let's crank up Sledgehammer. And then they had never performed it live. This is like their first time ever performing it. And they, like, that is the most complicated song. Like the do-do-do-do-do-do, you know how it starts off with that weird. And the girl plays that. I mean, it was so incredibly good. All right, I got to stop because I'm just going to talk about
it. You like Harry Styles. It's okay. Don't feel bad.
It turned out that I love him. And, if you're looking for a rabbit hole to fall down today, I highly recommend go to YouTube and type in Harry Styles live performances.
In fact,
I love the way he dresses. He wears pearl necklaces and lace. And
I don't know enough about One Direction to speak with any level of expertise, but I think individually they've all had pretty good success, whereas if you look at Justin Timberlake was in what, NSYNC?
Mm-hmm.
It's him and then there's those other guys,
right?
And then
those other guys,
right? I mean, that's sort of the deal, but it
I'm
looks
sure
like
those other guys put out records. There's just not,
they just didn't hit, right? Well, that's, I think, why these One Direction guys all have had hits, haven't they?
Well, did Louis Tomlinson ever, is anything getting played? For sure Niall Horan did.
Yeah.
And then Zayn, who was the first one, who is that his name?
I think it is his name.
He left first, right. And he actually has had some hits. And there's at least one other guy. I can't think of his name.
So but they're doing all right. Good for
them. You know what, though? I haven't gone down their rabbit holes. Maybe I'll try that today. That Harry Styles, though, that guy is legitimately guts. He is going to be around for a while, in my humble opinion. Moving on. That was number 7. Adoring.
There's a tiny desk.
Oh, this is the tiny desk thing?
Yeah.
Watching it, so it sounds a little thin, but man, they pulled up.
What are you talking about? That sounds great.
It's unbelievable.
That background vocal, that girl nailed it.
And they've got all the other layered vocals on there too. It's amazing.
It's pretty cool.
So good. All right, skipping up to number 6. Let's go. Arizona Zervas, Roxanne is at number 6. Post Malone, of course, making an appearance here at number 5 with Circles. Let it go and call. I love that weird little goat thing that he does. Falling a couple spots here. Future featuring Drake. Life is Good is at number 4.
Haven't done my taxes.
Dua Lipa is at number 3 with Don't Start Now. Coming in at number 2 is another, I love this tune, Blinding Lights, The Weeknd. And number 1 again. What's that? I know. Well, I don't want to sing right into the mic because it's off. But I want to sing.
You can't hide in there? Is that what you're saying?
I can't. I should just mute my mic and sing as loud as I want. Number 1 again. I don't know. Is this week 12, week 13? Bryn actually did a whole live video on this song yesterday. Because turns out he can't understand why it's number 1 either.
I can't. Normally, I usually can see why, but in this case, 13 weeks in a row is ridiculous.
It's the box, Roddy Ricch. Anyway, there you go. Top songs in the country at this moment. Celebrities doing good. Let's move on to see what everyone's up to. Arnold Schwarzenegger has set up a fund that's delivering grocery gift cards and food to families in need. And now he's set up a GoFundMe campaign for first responders. It's called the Frontline Responders Fund. It'll provide doctors with critical supplies like masks and gloves. And Arnold himself has donated $1 million to it. He said, I never believed in sitting on the couch and complaining about how bad things are. I always believed we should all do our part to make things better. That's my Arnold. Thank you.
I'm looking for Sarah.
Oh, you... looking for me, huh?
Yeah, he's looking for you, sir.
Looking for Sarah? Huh.
Hey.
I'm right here, Arnold. I'm right here.
I'll be back.
Okay, I'll see you soon.
You're talking to Arnold in Arnold's voice.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to confuse him. as of last night, this fund that he started.
Wait, before you move on, I wanted to mention something real quick.
Yeah.
So I have a friend who works in the medical biz, and she was saying to me that... A, whatever masks you can make, they want them.
Mm-hmm.
They can use those even to cover the N95 mask. Like, they've got them. They're like, please make those things. I had no idea these things could run in such a shortage. And I don't know why, just like toilet paper, why is there such a shortage for these? Who right. knows? But they're being asked to wear the same mask for weeks
until it gets
on end.
Actual blood splatter on it,
right.
is what I heard. And so the thing is about these, yes, they can extend the life of an N95 mask. And listen, I have a whole sewing thing and there's links up there to all these patterns and they really do want these things. Apparently Joann's Fabrics is, I'm not sure if, you know, I don't think my local one is doing it. I'm not positive on this. You can go there and pick up the supplies that you need. They pre-cut everything, it's ready, and then you just drop them back off there and Joann's is distributing them. But they can extend the life of an N95 mask and they can be used for people who aren't dealing with COVID-19 patients, freeing up N95s and whatever other surgical masks they use for the people who are dealing with those patients. So it turns out they're really important.
Yeah.
Back just really quickly back to Arnold Schwarzenegger, this GoFundMe thing that he's done for the Frontline Responders Fund, and he put his own million in. It's at $3.3 million.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, people are definitely, we're in a mind to help other people. A lot of people don't have jobs. It's difficult to pay rent. A lot of landlords are saying, forget April's rent, believe it or not. Kristen Bell, and I don't know that that's widespread, but I've definitely seen some reports. Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard, they're a married couple, and you may know them from their various shows.
And they're so very cute.
They are. They're absolutely adorable. They own a few residential buildings in L.A., so that's where they've invested their money. And they are among the people waiving their tenants' rent for April. Ryan Reynolds is donating 30% of the online proceeds from his aviation gin to out-of-work bartenders, and he's doing that through May 1st. The Pittsburgh Pirates players arranged for 400 pizzas to be delivered to the staff at Allegheny General Hospital. Anna Wintour and Tom Ford have created a coronavirus relief fund. And Shawn Mendes has donated $175,000 to the Sick Kids Foundation for Coronavirus Preparedness. So if you're looking for ways to help, I'm sure you can Google any one of those things that you heard about just there. And oh, God, who's coughing? 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I go crazy. Oh, crazy. Take off. Where's the fish? Remember that? Yeah, I remember it. It wasn't good then, and
it's still not great.
It's
now.
Not good now. But thanks.
Of all the things to say, he says, "Remember that."
How could I ever forget it? You never let me forget it.
It's Shawn Mendes. You know,
just let me forget it.
My one opportunity to play it again.
Shawn Mendes. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question. Is the world going to change by this? We'll talk about it after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.